Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I don't know if you knew this, but there was this big award show last night. Apparently, there was some big brouhaha thing that happened at this big award show. And here to join us right now to explain it all to us is Christian Toto, film critic. Christian Toto, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Are you sure you're just not exhausted after being up and watching this? This has got to be this is your Super Bowl, isn't it?
It is, and I'm still kind of scratching my head over the last 10 minutes of the show.
We actually do have the clip ready for you.
Oh, we do. Here's what happened in those last 10 minutes of the show.
And the Academy Award.
He's pausing.
For Best Picture.
Warren Beatty.
Because he's confused.
Come on. La La Land.
Faye Dunaway.
Except that it wasn't La La Land.
No. So I blame this squarely on Faye Dunaway for just not reading, which is one of my pet peeves. Christian, what happened?
He got the wrong envelope. And that's why Warren Beatty, who is often a lot of pregnant pauses when he speaks in public, was even more pregnant than usual with his pauses. Yeah, this is like that whole, the accounting house that runs the whole award show. They screwed up. They gave him the wrong envelope.
But how could they give him the wrong envelope if they've already given that award out, right?
Yeah, I think there was a duplicate envelope that was an Emma Stone, La La Land for the Best Actress category. Yeah, we're going to find out more about this in the days to come, and maybe a conspiracy theory or two will launch, but they screwed up. That's the bottom line, and I was just dumbstruck by it. And frankly, a lot of people say, oh, it's the best Oscars ever. I feel badly for everyone. I think the Moonlight people deserve that sort of slow, majestic walk up to the stage.
Right.
And then the La La Land people got it wrong. I mean, they got their dreams taken away.
And then they had to hand over their statue to something. Aw, they had to hand it over.
Here's the thing, though, and all of this attention on the fact that there was a huge screw-up. How wonderful is it that La La Land was not actually the best picture?
Well, I think it's no surprise if it wins. I think from that perspective, it did add a sort of a jolt of excitement to it. But I'm not one of those La La Land haters. I love the movie, and I'm actually a little grumpy it didn't win. But it was so predetermined, the fact that, oh, wait, it didn't win. I mean, that at least was a little bit of unpredictability, because the other awards were very predictable.
Yeah, so what were the big surprises for you there, Christian?
No, I think from a political point of view, there was no big moment. There was no Meryl Streep speech that kind of stopped things cold. Having said that, a lot of the speeches were very political. It was a little bit more subtle. It was, the Constitution, or there was, we have to accept immigrants, or things like that. So it was like they were tiptoeing around the issue rather than going full bore and saying, hey, we hate that Trump and we've got to get him out of office. So
we actually have a montage of some of those comments, and you're right, they were very subtle.
And around the world, in more than 225 countries that now hate us, I want to say thank you to President Trump. I mean, remember last year when it seemed like the Oscars were racist? Some of you will get to come up here on this stage tonight and give a speech that the President of the United States will tweet about in all caps during his 5 a.m. bowel movement tomorrow.
As a Latin American, as a migrant worker, as a human being, I'm against any form of wall that wants to separate us.
Yeah, that was like, he just threw that out there. Like, nobody asked him. It wasn't connected to anything. He just wanted to make a political statement.
Did we hear
was about the animation award.
Did we hear fewer outright, blatantly political statements, kind of a la Meryl Streep, because of the blowback after that?
No, I think this is the bottom line. If it's a SAG award, if it's the Golden Globes, it matters kind of, sort of, and people care kind of, sort of. But this is the Oscars, and even though we all kind of pick on it and say it's boring and this and that, and it often is, it does have sort of cultural gravitas. So I think there's a bit of a reticence for someone to go up there in a once-in-a-lifetime potentially performance, unless you're Meryl Streep, and say, I'm going to go crazy with a hardcore partisan speech. I just think that there's still some respect for that particular forum, for that particular ward, where you don't want to go the full, crazy. You want to kind of be more refined. I think that ruled the day.
There was an Iranian filmmaker who chose not to come and was sent along a letter when he won an award, and it said something along the lines of, I can't come because there are six other countries in addition to my own country here, Iran, where people are not welcome in the United States. That was a pretty blatant political moment.
That was the most political moment, for sure. And even though I don't agree with what was said, at least in that perspective, that person had a direct tie to the conversation.
Right.
You know, he's from Iran. He was temporarily suspended. I think it was because the pause was fought in court. I think he could have come if he wanted to, but I think he chose to be a protest. So even if you don't agree with it, at least there was some context there, and it wasn't like an actor saying, I want to talk about the best animated film, and oh, by the way, we shouldn't have walls.
I want to ask you about, though, I mean, people always look at the numbers, how many people watch the particular show. I get the sense that in this particular environment we're in right now, that the numbers may be very low, lower than we've seen in a while, because I think there are a great number of people who simply said, I don't want to watch this because I don't want to be lectured to.
You know, I agree on paper, but the one X factor is there's a lot of animosity on the left towards Trump, and that's something that's boosting not only the ratings of Saturday Night Live, but also Stephen Colbert. So it could be that a lot of red state folks tune away, and a lot of other folks say, I need to see it because I need to see that Meryl Streep moment. So I think we'll find out maybe a little bit later this morning or this afternoon what the ratings are. I haven't seen anything yet.
Nope.
So I think there's two forces working there, and I think you're right, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, that's exactly. I was wondering how many people watch, because I think you're right, Christian, because people, you know, like people I think who are a little bit more conservative haven't watched these award shows probably for a while. I know for me, I just don't like to watch these wonderful liberal people tell each other how great they are and how awful the Republican in office is or how wonderful the Democrat in office is. I know it's going to come with a political speech. And just like I don't like to go to a concert and have a singer lecture me, I don't want to watch these award shows and have them lecture me as well. So there may not be that much of a difference, because I think a lot of people had already checked out. Yeah, the red state audiences have already checked out. So I don't think that that's much of a surprise.
Best actor and best actress, you okay with that?
Yeah, you know, I the more I think about it, the more I think that Denzel Washington was deserving. He is a man on fire in senses. It's just the kind of performance that blows you away. And, you know, it's more emotional and more visceral than Casey Affleck in Manchester by the Sea, and he won, was much more dialed down and subtle. So two very different approaches. I have no problem with Casey Affleck winning. He was very good in a tough role. Mm-hmm. And then Emma Stone, I thought she was adorable. I thought she was sweet. I thought she was conflicted as in La La Land. So no problem there as well. And I guess they weren't going to give it to Meryl Streep, who was nominated, but four Oscars, I think her ego, her head wouldn't have been able to fit out of the building.
All right, Christian. Always appreciate your perspective there. Thank you so much for joining us. I know it's been a long night.
My pleasure.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.